Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. With thanks to Beach Soccer Worldwide's partners, Puma, Iconic, Real Fever, United Nations Alliance for Civilizations, and Genius. Thank you all for believing in the sport.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. And on today's show, we've got a real treat for you as we are joined by none other than the USA number 10, now beach soccer ambassador, Ali Hall. Hi, Ali. How's it going?
Good. Good to be here.
I suppose I should add champion of the El Salvador Beach Soccer Cup, shouldn't I? How was that experience?
Yes, it was an incredible experience. It was amazing culture. It was great to get, you know, our team out to a tournament finally all together, and to come out with a win was the cherry on top.
And how's your Spanish after the trip?
It got a little better. I should know Spanish, but yeah, I got a little bit better. Frijoles and tortillas.
Oh, the important stuff. Food. So describe a little bit what the experience was like, because you guys do quite a good job of keeping everyone updated on like the behind the scenes stuff, and it looks super cool. Was it super cool, or was it just all for the gram?
Everything that you saw was absolutely authentic and genuine. We got there five days earlier before the tournament actually started. I don't know if people know, but our team is from all over the US, so we don't all see each other very often or get to train together. We got there 5 days early, so we had the opportunity to all get together and kind of just catch each other's vibes and play and get touches and, you know, being with our coaches and just getting on the same page after being away and all training on our own. You know, we went to the beach every morning, went for walks together, we danced, we laughed, we had a great time, and it was very fun. And plus El Salvador's beautiful weather, beautiful palm trees, it was just all great energy all together.
So what would you say would be the part of that trip, of that competition, that will stay with you forever?
I think one of my favorite memories is when we were on our way to game against El Salvador, and it was literally miles of cars that were lined up to get to the stadium. And the police made the cars go to right and left for our bus, and El Salvador was behind us to get through. And I think in that moment, every single person on my team felt this amazing, just like, wow, we're here and people love this sport and are coming to watch us play right now. To see the beach game be so respected in the country, and just the feeling that you could just feel the chill bumps that every single player on the bus had. And it was just this togetherness feeling that we're like, let's go. We are ready. We want to make a stamp here. And that was just such an incredible moment.
El Salvador is absolutely one of the biggest beach soccer nations. They love it there. There's never an empty seat in those stadiums. So how did that kind of compare to Russia? Because of course you played in the World Cup stadium, which was enormous, and there were fans actually. I was there, of course. But how did it compare?
Like you said, Russia, the stadium there was huge. I mean, that was a whole different exhilarating experience because of how massive it was. But El Salvador Stadium was awesome. It was smaller, but it was very personal. And you really could feel just the country's energy in there. And that was just, it was really cool to feel and see, because there's just so much love. When you see the blue, even if it's not for your country specifically, just having that personal, you have that connection with the people that are watching and you hear them. And it's positive things too. There's such love there that you could feel.
Did you feel at any point any kind of animosity as rivals? Did you have any issues with the locals?
Oh my gosh, not at all. That country was so welcoming. Like they would, like when we were driving past, there was no anger or anything. It was like, go USA. And of course they want El Salvador to, you know, come out with it. But at the end of the day, they were just excited that we were there and getting to experience their beautiful country. But when we went there, we were greeted with such love. They were, you know, their hospitality was super genuine. You know, like when we needed something extra for, you know, meals, like some of us, you know, are plant-based and sometimes that was hard to eat some food. They would come and make us extra food just because they wanted us to eat. Even if they couldn't speak the language, they tried to.
And yeah. I have to ask, how long did it take you to come up with the bicycle celebration? Because it looks very complicated.
Honestly, not that long. We caught onto it really quickly. We looked it up. We had
okay, so you go here. I'll go here. I'll grab your arms.
Yeah, we chatted about it before. We looked up some videos on YouTube and we're like, okay, how do we do this? And we did it once. And then throughout like dinners or something like that before the, you know, tournament even started, like someone would just be like, go, like in the middle of dinner. And then like, we'd have to assemble really quickly just to practice it. But it was super fun. We were just cracking up the entire time. And we're like, we are doing this. It's a blast.
Yeah, well, it really added to the games, I have to say. It was awesome. Nice job. That trophy's in the bag, so I didn't even say congratulations. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
So that's one trophy in the bag. What about the rest of the season? What are you looking forward to this season?
Well, I'm really looking forward to hopefully having more opportunities for our team to play together and get to train together. And also, you know, there's a ton of girls in the U.S. in general working really hard, you know, to, you know, be on the roster, and all of us, you know, it's always kind of a reset every single time you go to a tournament and then you come back and then to work again, ready to hopefully have that opportunity to play in the next tournament. We are all working together to try to have the best team we possibly can in every single event. There's just so much great, amazing energy from all the women are here, and we're pretty new. We're relatively new. So, you know, any national team, it's like you're working for your spot. And then when y'all get together, it's we're team. And then even so, every single player that's working to, you know, maybe get that call up or whatever it is, we're all still collectively this U.S. family. And we all, it's a really amazing energy, actually. The girls here are very, we push each other like from all over. I mean, you have so much support. It's, I don't know, I can't even explain the experience, but it's something that's really, really special. And it's going to be something that really hoists us forward as a national team because of how many women are so driven to take it to the next level.
And what about on club level? How do you feel the season is going to go? Have you got anything lined up?
A lot of us, like I think there's 6 or 7 of us going to the Euros, which is amazing because it started with like 2 players going and then it went to 4. And now we have like 6 or 7 players going to the Euro winners. How amazing is that? You know, like that wasn't even a thing for the US women to even be going to these tournaments. And now we're starting to branch out and we're getting to know other teams and the interest is there. So yeah, a ton of us are going to the Euros. And then we know we've been itching for the World Winners Cup since Turkey in 2019. That's what really got us all like super pumped about beach soccer. That was the first time we experienced it on a higher level. We're like, oh, whoa, what's happening here?
Do you remember that crazy storm where all the games were stopped?
Yes, of course.
How mad was that? You know, that's the only time. I've been in beach soccer for 4 years, and my colleague said at the time he's been in beach soccer for 11 or 12 years. That's the only time he's ever seen a beach soccer match stop for the weather. It was biblical.
Yes, it was literally like gusting, right? Yeah, that's just like so long ago now. World Winners is the next one that we are, as a team, want to go to.
I don't think you said before, which team are you going to be playing with in the Euro Winners?
Belgium, new team.
Awesome. And who else from the US squad is going to be in that team?
Lauren Leslie, and then a player from my club team. Her name's Louise Arsenault, and she's Canadian. She also speaks French, so that'll be super helpful.
That helps, yeah.
But us three are going to be playing with new team. Very, very excited about that.
So the US has like become one of the major players in, especially in women's beach soccer. And how did you get involved in the team?
First of all, I learned what beach soccer was, and it kind of rebooted my love for soccer again. Some of my teammates played and I was like, whoa, this is amazing. This is so fun. There's so many different dynamics to it, different technicality. And when I found out it was at that level when we went to Turkey for World Winners, like, whoa, I didn't even realize that it was at this level or even a professional sport. And then the national team started and I was like, wow, like that is like, I want to be there. I want to get on international stage and also just get better. And like, I seriously fell in love with it and I just started watching it and wanted to work. And so now my life is, my decisions and everything are based around, okay, like I'm a professional athlete here and this is what I am working towards. And when's the next tournament and how do I get better? Because it's like starting from scratch. All of us, none of us grew up maybe playing soccer on the sand, but not beach soccer. A lot of these countries have years on us of playing and actually having that experience of slowing down the game and then combining and flicking and playing in the air. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the US has grown exponentially very quickly because everyone's so motivated and excited about it.
What about the future of US beach soccer? How far do you think you can go?
Honestly, I mean, the goal is we want to be the best in the world, of course. I have no doubt that that is on every single person's mind as they're training. But we respect the hell out of every team. Like we watch them, we're like what do they bring to the game? Like what works for them? And then, you know, we have our own flair of who we are as a team. And like, we have that massive respect, but we want to get there. And I have no doubt that we will.
Okay, so who is the best team in the world right now in the women's game?
Oh, that's a... You know, I have a massive respect for Spain. When we played against them in Russia, they had a lot of different factors of their game. They were athletic and could run, but they also could slow down the game and combine. And that combination was very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And they just knew their movement together. And so for me, they were definitely a team that keeps you on your toes. But then like you have Russia, they're very organized. They've played together for a very long time. So they bring a whole nother zest to it. But yeah, I think Spain really stuck out in my head after that tournament and playing them. But just to add on to the beach soccer side, like we want a World Cup for the women. I understand that there might need to be a certain amount of teams and whatnot, but I think because of how massively we've been growing and how much drive that we have on the women's side, why not start creating that opportunity for the women? Like, shoot, the girls are fun to watch. We'll put on a show.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully we're heading in that direction.
I think that we are.
Ali Hall of the USA there. And remember, you can watch Ali in action with New Team Brussels at the Euro Winners Cup 2022. Remember to follow us on social media for more great beach soccer content.
Podcast Network.